D-Day and its heroic acts, podcast 5. In this episode of the podcast, we will be discussing the causes of D-Day, the events that unfolded, and how it demonstrates American greatness. According to the article D-Day, published by Gale, D-Day, or Operation Neptune, was the largest seaborne landing in history. More than 160,000 Allied troops and 5,500 ships participated in the invasion. The purpose behind D-Day was to establish a beachhead in France, which allowed Allied forces to place more than 2 million soldiers in mainland Europe within a 3-week span. It was the first step and the final push towards Germany. The article reads, "Once the decision had been made, the preparations for D-Day required intense effort to organize. First, the Allied forces had to create a plan of attack. The Allies selected 5 Normandy beaches in France for landings. These were nicknamed Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. To confuse Germans, they organized deception campaigns that they hoped would draw forces away from the targeted areas. The preparation for D-Day was very intense and well thought out because the Allies knew it would be the most important push of the war. The D-Day assault was one of massive proportions, one that would be remembered for all of history." The article reads, "Had the attack failed, the Allied armies faced a major loss of troops and military resources. Instead, D-Day is credited with changing the course of the war in favor of the Allies. Because the Germans had to fight wars on both fronts, they were stretched too thin and were vulnerable to attacks like the ones on the Normandy beaches. By the end of June 5th, America had lost 2,000 soldiers on Omaha Beach alone. It was the bloodiest and most extensive battle of the 5 beaches. D-Day is still talked about in and out of classrooms as the greatest amphibious invasion that has ever taken place. Many Americans, like the ones that died on that day on Omaha Beach, knew that the likelihood that they were going to survive was slim, but they pushed on. This invasion is the turning point in the war, the time where Allied forces were able to establish a well-organized military force in mainland Europe." The article reads, "British and American factories rushed production of supplies in order to provide enough resources for the attacks. In the first 6 months of 1944, 9 million tons of supplies were shipped from North America to the United Kingdom in preparation. These forces required 20,000 tons of fuel, food, ammunition, and other supplies every day. This quote proves American greatness because if it wasn't for individual people and companies in the homeland manufacturing supplies, the invasion wouldn't have been possible. Americans at home rose to the challenge to supply the men and women overseas who couldn't accomplish their goal without those valuable resources. In the United States, there's a unique culture where when it counts, the people are able to band together to fight a common enemy. This was demonstrated in the preparation for D-Day. Until our next 40s adventure, have fun and stay safe." Thank you.